All right, here we go.
does that count? It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most loving podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Andy.
We'll treat you like a lady, unless you're a man. Well,
just love everybody.
Maybe we'll still treat you like a lady.
Yeah.
So, listeners, share your feelings with us.
Can't hear
Three Hit Combo Podcast at gmail.com.
Why won't you talk to us, listeners? Share your feelings.
Can't hear him?
We'll talk.
Come on, share your feelings.
You know what?
I don't hear anything.
I'm tired of this,
guys.
I'm tired of this tone.
Don't fight.
They're throwing us that tone again.
Yeah.
Don't fight.
We're getting that tone from the listeners. Say something.
A little backhand's all right, but don't fight.
So how was your guys' week?
It was good.
Basic, boring wedding.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was a nice wedding.
Yes.
Oh, it was Josh's wedding?
Yeah. But it was...
You were there.
Okay.
No, you
Did
were
you
there.
Did you get that picture I sent
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I saw that. You sent, like, Mother of God. I'm like, that kind of looks like me.
Yeah. Like, if you were to get, like punched in the face this way and a couple times this way. Yeah.
So, like, from the horizontal
inward,
and then inward on the face.
Definite Skylar.
Yeah. Camilla pointed that out, I think.
Yeah.
She's like, doesn't that look like Skylar? I'm like, yeah.
I showed it to Erica. He's like, that guy kind of looks like you. I know, right? It looks a little bit like me. So maybe we can post stuff on 3 of Combo.
Oh my God, we'll get him to, when Skylar goes off, we'll get him.
Get him
we'll
to fill
him.
In.
So you guys, like, we'll just, I should, like, probably get one from, like, the same angle and we'll do a side by side picture and we'll upload it.
We got to recreate the scene, though, so Josh has to have another wedding.
Yeah. get divorced.
Yeah. I always like making, I didn't get the chance to do it, but I was going to be like, just find something to nitpick about and then go up to Josh. I'm like, Josh, next time you have a wedding, you gotta fix it.
When they were making their Facebook things today about, like, thanks for all coming, I just wanted to put, where's the babies? When are babies coming?
When are the babies gonna be here?
We gotta get them a onesie with our faces on it. Like we did for Irby.
Alright, yeah.
Well, like Tom and I did for Irby.
We could get a three-hit combo onesie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Have it say three-hit combo on, like, the ass or something, and then just have our faces just like, ah! On the
so
front.
Every time it poops, three-hit combo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a metaphor for a comedy.
Oh!
What'd you do this week, Skylar?
I had to go shopping with my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Tell us a long story about it.
Okay. Like, she kept dragging me to, like, all these different stores, and, like, the one that I really, really didn't want to go into was Victoria's Secret, because I was the only guy there. Like, I checked. I was the only male in the store, and I decided that if I was going to be in there, I was going to make it bad. So she started walking in, and I'm like, fine, and I walked in, like, the other entrance. There was two entrances at the Westroads location, and I just started, like, looking at stuff and, like, sizing it up to me, and the entire time I was breathing like this.
I'm surprised your girlfriend still goes out in public with you.
Right? If she makes me do something I don't want to do, I'm gonna embarrass her while she does it.
Yeah, I do a goofy fucking walk where I like thrust my knees out when I walk, and she's like, "Fucking stop."
But like there was all this 4th of July like lingerie, and one of them was like this really ugly set of panties that was like sequins, and it was the American flag.
Oh, good.
And I held it up, and across the store I yelled, Erica, buy these! It's the patriotic thing to do! And then I just, like, yeah, set them back down, but she was thoroughly embarrassed. She then paid, like, she bought me off, so I wouldn't complain so much for the rest of the day with Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good buy-off, dude. Yeah. I'd go shopping with Camilla if she bought me.
It was like 4 hours, so.
I could do it.
Okay.
Dude, whenever I go into Victoria's Secret, I just sit and like sit down somewhere in the store and just play like shit on my phone. And when I didn't have a smartphone, I just sat there. People walk by and be like, hey.
hey, welcome to Victoria's Secret.
Your girlfriend here too?
Yeah.
Yeah, start pretending like you work there.
Hey, welcome to Victoria's Secret.
Just cleaning the fitting rooms.
Coming in. Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna look down towards the ground. So unless you're on the floor, I'm not gonna see anything. If you're on the floor, what's up?
You just walk in, you're like, hey. No, you're looking at the ground. I am. With my dick.
Just coming in to mop. Oh, I got the clean water everywhere.
Oh, no.
Starts throwing clean mop water on her like, oh, geez, I'm sorry, mopping the walls.
Oh, no, you're spitting the mop on your head.
You're going to have to change now.
Yeah. I just hold the mop really close like, yeah.
Start stroking it. Stroke its hair. Yes. Beatrice, we will watch.
Oh, my God. I should do that at work. Grab, like, a clean mop head and then just walk around and be like, yes.
It's going to have to be a brand new mop head.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to go on break, so Darla here is in charge. You get them, Darla. Make sure they stay on task. Maybe put Google Eyes on it.
Oh, my God. That's a good idea, actually.
I also thought of a new thing today. There, one of the chicks was talking to like some friend in the drive-thru, and I was like, you know what'd be fucking hilarious to see? If someone just picked her up and pushed her through the drive-thru. Like, into the car. Just, here you go!
Well, I guess who gets to go home early? Start shoving her out the window.
I guess the whole mop googly eyes could work the opposite way, too, with like the mop head facing down, because then you could just have a beard and name it Grandpa. Here you go, Grandpa. Watch them.
I think I'm going to get some googly eyes and put them in stuff on work.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
Like the broom, the stapler.
Oh, stapler would be good.
You're going to have to give them all names. So once you put googly eyes something, it has a soul.
Well, yeah, we've named a few things that have names.
Like the helmet?
The helmet? No, the helmet never
got. Oh, yeah, you can't use the helmet anymore.
Yeah, we still have it, but it doesn't have a name.
Why can't you use the helmet?
We have this little UPS helmet that we had on our counter, but the audit person's like, that's not official merchandise. It can't be seen by customers. Really? The UPS helmet?
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, but I mean, I could put googly eyes on Martin, our jogger, and Carl, the cutting board.
Ooh.
You should put like googly eyes on stuff like people use, like every one of the copiers. Yeah. The little name tag. Welcome to the UPS store. I'm Carla.
This is Fred the Fact Machine.
Carla, the copier.
They'll have to have alliteration to them, too.
Yeah.
Put it on every piece of paper.
Is Kevin the copier?
Paper keeps getting jammed. Well, that's because you're putting the googly eyes in first.
This PC load letter. Yeah, you don't have enough googly eyes on it.
Start printing in googly eyes.
I don't get how it fucking works, but it works.
Yeah, make that part of the printer too. Yeah. Like, okay, do you want a three-hole punch, stapled, collated, or googly eyed?
Googly eyes, 250 extra. All right, what do we got on deck? Skyler throwing
Skyler's. You're not gonna make it. Why even?
I'm probably not.
Why even try?
Yeah.
Why even try?
Oh, hey.
Yeah. We'll see who doesn't make it.
On tap, we've got Blue Moon, ooh. Bud Light, Bud Ice.
Oh, boy.
And Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Fuck you. I was going to say, if you say Pabst Blue Ribbon, I'm going to tell you to
pond water.
We got some Pubber.
Pubber.
No, we got, you know, the normal stuff, gaming, technology, news.
All right.
Maybe we should start with gaming news.
All right, let's rock and roll.
I don't know. I mean...
Audible.
What's the
Go!
Point?
Just Matt slips into a depression. Yeah. I don't even want to do this anymore, guys. No jokes from me. I'm going to read these and we'll move right along.
Yeah,
let's go into gaming news.
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles are glorious pieces of mastery.
Yes,
choose yourself.
Oh.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
All right, 10 games you should buy during the Steam Summer Sale.
Oh.
Get your wallets out. Valve's annual Steam Summer Sale is here. And with it comes a deluge of ridiculous sales on excellent games. Here they are. Portal 2, $5. Not only is Valve's first-person puzzler both brilliant and hilarious, it will legitimately make you feel smarter as you play. Not likely. Rayman Origins, $15. A colorful, bouncy platformer. that relives the good old days of golden age platforming. I never had a golden age.
It's all like right. We're podcasting with Eeyore.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go sit in my steakhouse.
Deus Ex Human Revolution, $7.50. Ridiculously Ooh. Great price for the third Deus Ex. A game that is a sheer joy to experience. I never experienced joy. At least until its ending sequence, which is kind of a drag. The sale only lasts a few more hours. Holy shit, when was this? When was this? Okay, well, Deus Ex Human Revolution is not on sale anymore.
Damn!
This article is only a couple days old, but yeah. Sega Genesis Classic Pack 5.
I randomly got that with PlayStation Plus. It's crap.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They picked like the shittiest games.
It's $4.50.
Nope.
Space Chem, an indie puzzle game based on chemistry.
Ugh.
Good.
Yeah.
I want to learn.
Steven from Kotaku says it's much more fun than it sounds. Now, here's a good one. Civilization 5 is $15.
Oof. I just bought it's called like Anno 2770.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought it. I haven't played it.
Terraria, which is described as Minecraft meets Metroid, which a lot of people like. I have a few friends that love it.
I've heard the name.
Minecraft or Metroid?
No, Terraria.
I've heard the name. I've heard that people play it and it's good, but I haven't seen
It's like a 2D shit. Minecraft, apparently.
Oh.
But
2D Minecraft?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. It seems like Minecraft's main claim is the 3D.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could turn Minecraft into a platformer.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
It's $2.50.
Oh, hey, not bad.
You can get The Walking Dead for $18.74, but only two of the five episodes are out so far. But with this package, you'll get them all as they're released.
Dude, I got the Back to the Future ones made by those same people. It's like playing a movie. It's really boring. I did not enjoy it.
More movie, less game.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you choose what the characters say, and that's about it.
Got it. So it's like...
Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain, yeah. Or L.A. Noir.
No, but L.A. Noir had action. You shot people, you arrested people, you chased people. It had action.
All right.
Jeez, hit a nerve. That's giving me the same guy. It had action!
Because it's not like an FMV. There's a lot of action.
Hey, guess who's buying a Red Ring box next week?
I am, but I'm getting the Slim. It doesn't have the Red Ring, so suck it.
I hope it does.
You know what else doesn't have the Red Ring? The Xbox Elite.
No, yeah. they
And then the Xbox 360 that came out after the
No, I mean literally, it can't have a Red Ring.
Did they take out the red LEDs?
It's not shaped the same, I believe.
Is it yellow now?
No.
Is it a red square?
But I don't. There's no prevailing problems with it that I'm aware of. With Slim. Slim's been out a year, so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You'll get the one Xbox that's just like...
Mine just started shooting fire at me.
It red rings and like a fist comes out the box. Like, how the fuck did that? And then just a portal opens.
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
You bought the wrong one!
Yeah, I got the one with the fist.
You got the fister. Doesn't this one go to Courtney Love?
Oh my god. That's a throwback. That's an old one.
That is. Crusader Kings 2, which is $10, and Legend of Grimrock is $6.
I've heard good things about that Legend of Grimrock.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you keep that to yourself?
All right, I'll just go fucking go home. Fuck you guys.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to start my own podcast.
Hey,
this is the Andy Hour.
Listen to me.
Andy, what'd you do this week?
Oh, I didn't do much, Andy.
I wish Skylar was here.
I hung out with Jill a lot. If you didn't know who Jill was, that's my hand.
My hand.
All right.
A video game collection sold on eBay for $1.23 million.
I saw it, but I didn't look at it. How many games was it?
Over 7,000.
Oh, okay. All right.
Spanning what systems?
Do you know? A lot.
Spanning, it's in here. For a number of Nintendo gaming systems, every Sega console ever produced, and all the games for the lesser-known NEC gaming systems.
Damn.
Sega Neptune?
Everything
yeah,
released,
said every
yeah.
gaming, so I'd assume everything.
Every Sega console ever produced.
Did the consoles also come with it, or was it just games?
Just games.
Oh, damn, dude.
It was bought by a man in Canada who will have to pay over $1,200 in shipping alone.
What? Oh, well, I guess that is a lot of shit.
That's a lot of shit, and it's international.
But if he can afford, like, to buy $1 million thing,
yeah,
can afford
what's another 12?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's a lot of games.
The man who's only known as Andre, who sold the collection, said that he's not getting rid of all his games. He still has plenty more. So
it's this
not
guy
like,
has a problem. I thought I had a problem, but this makes me feel terrific about buying a game.
That's why I always watched Teen Mom, dude. It made me feel great about life.
The man known as Leaper, selling all his obscure games.
Hey, you want to buy a car?
Leaper will randomly text me and be like, what you know about, you know, some Japanese title? And I'm like, nothing.
Kuichi Nohado.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Sounds
I,
like somebody
I was trouble coming up with just Japanese sounding words.
Sushi bar.
But, yeah, he'll randomly, I'm like, I don't even know what that is. He's like, it's awesome. It's for the Sega Saturn. I'm like, sweet.
What do you know about California Role Platformer Adventure Fun Time?
Next time he texts you that, be like, what you know about painal?
Painal.
Painful anal.
But it is, I mean, it is kind of cool, the consoles he has. Like, we've played the 3DO.
Oh, yeah. God, that thing's fucking
He's
old.
A Neo Geo, too, that I haven't
yet. He's texted me about the Neo Geo. I'm like, cool. And then I went back to doing things.
I went back to being productive. Actually, Leaper's very productive.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
He is a busy guy. 343 Industries shows off a new Halo 4 themed 360 console. And guess what? It's not as gaudy as previous themed consoles.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
still pretty gaudy.
They put a lot of shit on there. Like,
okay. Got it.
You know the episode of The Simpsons where Homer creates the makeup shotgun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he shoots Marge in the face and she's like, you have it set to whore.
Yeah.
That's what the themed consoles always look like. It's like they took a bunch of designs and went, well, that's a console.
Is it just like a nice, like, colored Xbox? And
it's.
Do we have a picture?
Yeah, just come around and take a look.
All right.
There it is.
Oh, it's actually pretty nice looking.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still a little active.
It's got a lot of stuff going on. But
it's not bad. Like, there's nothing sticking out of it.
Yeah, usually, like.
Like a fist, like, or anything.
Yeah, a fist. But usually, I just like when they release the specific consoles. I'm just like, that's ugly.
I always wanted a special edition one.
Yeah,
like a special edition PS3. Like there's that Metal Gear Solid one that was sweet, but I never. Yeah,
I always wanted to get a red controller, but I never got one.
I got a pink one.
A pink one. Nice.
Yeah, I have royal blue.
Does PS3. Camilla use it?
Yeah, she likes to.
Yeah.
I have the royal blue one. Royal blue and a black.
I have a blue one, but I threw it really fucking hard one day, and now the sticks don't, like, you know, when you press down, well, they just pop back up. Like, they don't press down anymore.
Got it. I was thinking about investing in a white one, but then I realized that my hands will leave, like, horrible marks all over it.
Also, more news about Halo 4. It will also work on Microsoft Surface tablets.
Yeah, I saw the headline and I was like, that's all right, cool.
Yeah,
the tablet Halo.
I don't think it's like a tablet Halo. It's straight up.
Yeah, like Halo 4 will work.
Oh,
it will work on their tablet.
Or maybe what? Maybe
it seems
like
it'd be a little wonky.
Yeah, a companion game to it, maybe. Or straight up Halo 4.
They said that Halo 4 will work on the Surface tablet as well as the Xbox 360.
Oh damn! So that Halo 4 and that thing.
I don't know. Like I don't know how you do touch.
Maybe,
I know
what if they do like peripherals?
They
like,
might. You might
like
be able to plug in a. Does a Surface tablet have a USB port?
No, but maybe it'll. What if it's got built-in like wireless Xbox 360 controllers on it?
That
could work.
Yeah, that could easily work. Yeah. I mean, they want to integrate all. Like we talked about last week, that Microsoft got the domain for Xbox 8. Even though they're not going to use Xbox 8 as a name, but they have Windows 8 coming out.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of want to integrate all that stuff.
I know Sony's got like all the way up to like PS, I think, 9 held.
So, I don't know. That's, you know, we've always kind of scoffed at tablet gaming because everyone's always like, it's going to take over. But, I mean, if you can play actual...
Like a new Xbox.
Yeah, like an actual title on
there.
Well,
I know the Surface like specializes in... like multi-touch recognition. Like you could put 10 fingers on there and it'll register all 10 fingers. Yeah. So like maybe if you did if they had some sort of weird controller set up at the very bottom where you know your thumb still moves whatnots and tapping individual fingers will press the buttons.
And I've seen the newest version of Infinity Blade on the newest iPad, and it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And it uses the Unreal 3 engine, so yeah, it looks beautiful. So tablet gaming's getting there.
Yeah, tablet gaming's definitely way ahead of smartphone gaming.
Yeah.
The Surface tablet's confirmed for a late October release. Halo 4 comes out early November. It's not sure exactly if
would be a really neat like deal for Microsoft to do. If you bought Halo 4 for the 360, you could get it for free on your Surface tablet.
Yeah,
because that'd maybe get like an incentive to buy the Surface.
Look, honestly, I kind of do want a tablet. I don't know if it'd be the Surface.
Like, I mean, I always talk about it. I'm like, man, you know what'd be cool? Having an iPad.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
That'd be sweet.
Because, like, I don't think I would use it, like, a ton, but, like, you know, hanging around. So I don't, maybe even, like, a Kindle Fire or something like that.
The Kindles are neat.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, if I had my, like, an iPad, I would use it, like, if Camilla was doing something on the computer or something. Like, I would just, like, pick it up to do shit or, like, watch Netflix if I'm bored one day.
Yeah,
but
like,
I wouldn't get, like, a super use out of it.
Like, I'm gonna work an overnight after this podcast, and I mainly just do Netflix on my smartphone. Like, that's... Yeah, it's not a huge.
If they did a deal like that though, where if you bought Halo 4 and got it for free on the Surface, that would I don't know yet, but I would lean towards
that'd be a crazy incentive. That'd be a smart incentive.
That would be because
Halo 4, like Halo's got that giant following. Somebody would be like, oh shit, I want it. And you know, there's the diehard fans that'll do anything Halo. Oh, yeah. So like, yeah, it'll just it'd be cool as multiplayer on the tablet.
Yeah, they mentioned that wouldn't it be funny if you saw someone walking around with a tablet cursing into the tablet's microphone?
Or another neat thing would be cross-play. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, you know, like, my friends and I always used to, you know, lug our Xboxes over to someone's house, all get together and play online on Halo. I'm like, what if I just bring a fucking tablet, man?
That would be neat.
If I just brought a tablet that freaking
did everything in the Xbox, that would be cool.
It would be.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first thing like with the cross integration because I mean the Wii U and the DS. 3DS they're coming out with that new Smash Bros or whatever, like that's one of the games that's already been announced for both of them.
Yeah. And I know PS3 did it with Portal 2 because I was playing with my cousin on his PC and I was playing on my PS3.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like, the crossplay
Steam,
Steam Cloud or whatever the hell it's called.
I would think they would almost have to do crossplay.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Because I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that many. I don't know if they do a deal like we talked about. Yeah, maybe a lot of people would get it. But you know, if you can only play people that were on tablets, that might be a little low on.
Yeah, on players.
Yeah,
man.
On players.
All right. Cool.
Rumor.
Dun, dun, dun.
Images of a slim PS3 emerge.
I don't know why they're making another one. Yeah. I really don't know why.
And even slimmer.
Yeah, and it's supposed like to be a pop top.
Yeah,
I don't like the slim PS3 over the old one.
Yeah, I really miss having my fatty.
I like the slim 360 over the regular ones because it doesn't break half the time.
Yeah,
are they quiet or do they still have the brick?
The brick's smaller. It's a lot smaller. They are quieter. Yeah. They're just better.
That's one thing.
There's
man.
Just nothing I can complain about.
I hear the new Xbox isn't coming with the what is it? The downloaded game that comes on all of them. It's called Living on Borrowed Time. Yeah, that's what it is. Living on Borrowed Time. That's what the Xbox.
God, that game was fun too. Because I would sit there every once in a while if I was bored, and I'd be like, all right, we'll just play some. Yeah, that weird game.
Yeah, like Hex HD or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Hectic. No, hex. It's an H. I know that.
Oh, Hectress. It's like hexagon.
Someone's probably listening to this right now, going, "Damn it! It's fucking hexagons!"
That's one thing that I really hope Microsoft takes into account on the next Xbox is not having a gigantic brick.
Yeah, the brick's stupid.
And, like, I mean, it goes to show that they didn't need to have that brick because the PS3 just. I use my PS2 cord because I lost my PS3 power cord. Yeah.
You don't need the brick.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll fix that. Yeah, that'd be nice of them.
The brick on the Slim is smaller, though. You can actually...
like, put it behind something.
Yeah, you can
doesn't
put it
have
behind
to be
something.
A coffee table.
Yeah. I used to have my Xbox, like, set on top of my brick.
Nice.
Because it's fucking big enough to do it. I kind of miss my Xbox every once in a while.
Yeah, that's right, you do.
But
I never had one. You can't miss what you don't have.
No, I'm not getting rid of my PlayStation.
Come over to the light side. You don't have to get rid of it.
No, dude, that shit is too expensive. That's why I got rid of the Xbox.
You're making more money now.
I am, but no.
Yeah, you're making more money.
It's like smoking. He quit smoking, and you're the nicotine pusher.
Come play
Halo. Just throwing packs of cigarettes at me. Smoke! Smoke! Start throwing your Xbox controller every time I'm here. Fuck it!
All right, moving right along.
Yeah, so Slim, PS3.
No whammies. Oh, I thought you were going to throw it.
No, I'm going to wait.
All right.
It appeared on the Brazilian website Technoblog after Sony allegedly submitted the console to Anatel, the Brazilian equivalent to the FCC, for review.
It looks
like the back of it looks a little funky.
Yeah, because it's the top loading.
Yeah, it's got like it's like an oval back to it.
It's just weird. I don't know why they're making it.
It looks old school.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not a PS3 fan, so I'm
what if that biased, out of nowhere that ended up being the PS4?
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah.
Psych.
I want them to make the PS4 look exactly like a PlayStation 1.
Oh my god.
Gray and everything.
Dang it.
Anyways, onward.
Do you want to shoot that?
I would love to shoot.
You're kind of distracting me.
I'm balancing my empty water bottle on my head.
And I threw an empty water bottle to try and knock it off, but I threw too high. I didn't want to hit you in the face, so I kind of erred towards higher than lower.
Thanks. Yeah. I feel that would have ruined the podcast. Like we had a bloody nose because of the water bottle.
In the middle of the podcast, I hurt Skylar.
All right, here we go. Does that count? Is that like -3 then? Okay, so to explain to the listeners, I threw it, it hit the wall, slid down, and landed on top, and then it caused an avalanche of like three or four.
Three water bottles.
Three water bottles just kind of fell out from behind the
The trash can's way over full. Yeah. I still have not thrown all those water bottles away.
I still need to buy a bigger trash can because I said one of these days I'm bringing
one.
I can buy a trash can.
Did mine get in?
For a big one. No, yours was the last one that fell.
Damn.
Yeah. So does that count as like -3 because I missed all three of them?
No.
I pushed all three of them out.
That was hilarious. So just slowly kind of, like when it landed, I'm like, oh my god, he made it. And all of a sudden,
good stuff. All right, next story.
All right. Shit, what are we at now? We're running a little long here. I'm gonna cut one.
Cut some tech stories.
I don't have a lot of tech stories.
Oh, okay.
And I might cut a tech story. Right. Rockstar reveals GTA 5 screenshots and possibly teases a new Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I saw that. Did I email you that?
No. Oh. You got two in this week, and I honestly forgot to add one, but I'll remember it when we get to news because I liked it. GTA fans have been kind of a little mad at Rockstar because they're not updating them very much in the game. They said, quote, that we're sorry if you find it frustrating, but please understand we don't do this because we don't care about our fans, don't respect our fans, hate GTA fans, etc. Precisely the opposite. We do it because we want to make sure we only release 100% correct information and because we want to keep plenty back for the actual game release so there's still lots of surprises when you play it.
And you know what? I'm really not mad. Like, every once in a while, I'll be like, man, I wish a new GTA would come out. Yeah. Or if a new Red Dead came out, I'd be so happy. But
I bet that's what they're doing with Half-Life 3.
Just keeping everything back.
No one's
7 fucking years
of absolute mute button. No one's saying anything.
Speaking of Rockstar sequels, there was also a question regarding the possibility of a second installment of Red Dead Redemption, which, you know, spoiler alert, will not be John Marston as the...
Yeah. Well, that's actually the second one in the Red Dead series.
That is the
series.
Second one, yeah.
So it'd
so
be a third one.
It's got to be Red Dead something else, like Red Dead Retribution or something like that.
But I enjoyed Red Dead Redemption.
It was amazing what they did because Red Dead Revolver wasn't that good.
No, yeah. Red Dead, I remember George rented it because he really liked Rockstar.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's an alright game.
Yeah, because Red Dead Revolver wasn't very
good. And I remember at the same time Red Dead Revolver came out, that one Western game called Gun came out like a month earlier or before. Uh-huh. And Gun was awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it just overshadowed
and then,
it.
Yeah, well then when Red Dead Redemption was starting to come out, people were like, this game's going to be good. Like, it looks really good. Yeah. I'm like, Red Dead Redemption? Did you guys play Red Dead Revolver? And people are like, no, seriously, look at it. Like, and you know, eventually I was like, all right, you know, I'll look at the screenshots and videos. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, they even riding horses long distances was fun. It was a fun game. Yeah. Shit, I might play it again.
Rockstar said, as we mentioned in our last set of Asked and Answered to similar questions about the future of other game franchises like Bully and LA Noir, make another LA Noir.
I think that company shut down.
Yeah. Well, you can't find another company.
Eh.
There's gaming companies all over the place.
Do you think they'd really pull off something like L.A. Noir?
Did you guys talk... It'd be weird
to make another L.A. Noir, because, spoiler alert, it won't be the main character again.
Did you guys talk about it last week or the week before? No, where Rockstar basically just shut down one company and told them all to go over to their other one?
No.
Yeah, they shut down the guys who... What was the game? Oh, the Max Payne 3 studio.
Yeah.
But they just told all the people from them to go to their, like, other studio. Huh. So they're basically combining two studios.
How many studios does Rockstar have?
They got North. North is the GTA guys. Yeah.
Rockstar has a lot because Rockstar can do no wrong.
Yeah. They got Lead. Rockstar Lead, I know, makes all the mobile games.
And they have... I know one of them... I want to say it's... West does Need for Speed and all the driving games.
Rockstar is easily my favorite game
company. They don't put out bad games.
I have not been disappointed with them. Bethesda's a close second, but sometimes they release buggy DLC.
Like that.
And they released the fucking horse armor pack, which I bought. And it was the worst decision I've ever made.
For
Oblivion.
Oblivion.
It was their first DLC. You could put armor on your horse. It was expensive and didn't do anything.
Yeah, it didn't do anything. It was just aesthetic.
Yeah.
I've heard great things about Dawnguard, though, for Skyrim.
Yeah.
The add-on.
I keep seeing trailers for it. It looks so cool.
I think I'm going to, when it comes out for PS3, I think I'm going to be a vampire hunter instead of being a vampire.
Same thing. Yeah. I'd rather be a vampire. Yeah. But to finish the quote, they said, "We don't always rush to make sequels, but that does not mean we won't get to them eventually. Stay tuned for further announcements about the future of the Red Dead series."
Now, see, they could have said that about anything, any game, too. Like, stay tuned for the future of, like, what we're going to do with Max Payne. Like, they could have placed...
Stay tuned for the future of Half-Life 3.
But this is Rockstar. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We're getting shit done.
Yeah, that's right, man. Dude, Rockstar, get shit done. All right, and from the Anal Network. Battlefield 4 outed by Medal of Honor Warfighter pre-order promotion. Apparently the promotion said Medal of Honor Warfighter pre-order today and get exclusive access to the Battlefield 4 beta.
Which is weird, because there's still like three huge DLC packs coming out for Battlefield 3.
It might be, because when does Medal of Honor come out?
This November. But the thing is,
it might be, Battlefield 4 might be another year off.
Yeah, see, I read that someone said that EA kind of has a Call of Duty thing going, where like 1 year Medal of Honor gets released, and then the next year, so each company has a 2 year life cycle to build a game. So like, instead of each year being a new Call of Duty, like for Activision, one's Medal of Honor, one's Battlefield.
I've never enjoyed Medal of Honor.
Me neither.
I've never played Brothers in Arms and Highway to Hell are the two ones I stumbled through, and I hated them both.
Those aren't Medal of Honor. Those are... it's made by the Borderlands guys. Brothers in Arms.
Brothers in Arms. That's its own game. But I think there's...
And Highway to Hell was Brothers in Arms.
Wasn't it...
Or Road to Hell or whatever. Highway, whatever.
I don't know.
I didn't like those games anyways.
I have not had fun with the Rainbow Six games, except for Rainbow Six Vegas.
I have never been a big... tactical shooter player. I wish I was.
When I only played any Metal Gear Solid game on the second playthrough after Steven had already beat it, because he's good at the sneaking, and then I just put on the unlimited ammo and just run around and gun people.
That was fun to do.
And I love hearing like, "All right, Snake, this is gonna be all about stealth." What? I could hear it over the gunfire.
In Metal Gear Solid 4, you could get this fucking elephant gun, and it would just, like, blow apart bodies, but I had that with, like, unlimited ammo, so I would just walk through, and it was just like, boom, boom.
Well, guys, that'll do it for gaming news.
All right.
Guys, we spent about a half hour on gaming news.
Well, we had a lot to talk about.
We're actually a gaming podcast now. Yeah. We've been saying that for a year.
All right.
But speaking of which, our next week's episode is going to be the year.
I can't be there. No, guys, I have Sunday off.
I'm not going to make it to the year.
I guess I got to check. Anniversary. But if I can't, I...
You spill blood
people,
for that. You
spill people, blood. People owe me some favors, or I'm going to quit. it's not like working at a gas station is really pulling my attention. Oh, my, that's sweet gas station money. Oh, boy. I'm joining the Navy. I'm a big boy.
In the Navy. All right.
All right, let's move on to technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Oh, all right, good stuff.
All right, guys, you know the website Dig?
Yeah.
Dig.com?
Mm-hmm.
They've been digging themselves a hole.
Literally.
But what's up?
I was going to say, I'm like, that wasn't intended to be a pun. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that website's gone to shit.
I mean, literally, like, you know, they're digging themselves a hole. Well, guys, Dig was being bought by News.me.
Wasn't it for, like...
For $500,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Which used to be one of the biggest, like, news websites out there.
Yeah, Dig is... Yeah, they've gone... And, like, when I... Three Way of Awesome, just a couple, you know... What was it? Three years ago now?
Dude, it's been a while.
Yeah, we did that in 2009. Holy shit. Whenever I look for stories, I could go to Dig and just find whatever the hell I wanted. Now, for gaming news, I go to Dig. Dig's usually the first place I go, just out of habit.
Yeah.
I go to Dig, and, like, the first page will be, you know... 10 stories, and the final story would be, like, posted 9 days ago.
Yeah.
So now, for gaming news, fucking Screw Attack is the best. Easy, because they got so many... Because they have a blog feature now where, like, even regular users can blog, and there's everything on there, because they got so many people contributing that I just go to Screw Attack. And,
see, and for all my gaming news, I go to GPX Gaming, because... You know, they have some really good podcasts on there. They're sweet.
I was going to say, GPX is very heavy on gaming news, but their podcasts, now damn.
Outstanding.
A+, best on the internet. So I usually go to Screw Attack now, or sometimes I'll go to Kotaku, but they're more like opinion articles often on Kotaku. So.
And I have a news like aggregator kind of like Dig on my phone.
I don't know. I should just like subscribe to RSS feeds and shit like that. I could make my news search.
Dude, you might have it on your phone. Like I seriously, I poop and look at news. That's what I do.
I know. And we talk about this all the time.
And like
you get anal while you poop.
Just shoving it back up there. Anywho.
Don't think we needed that, but thanks.
And from PC World, they have 7 ways Dig dug its own grave. Dig dug.
Yeah. What are they?
First is design arrogance. Dig redesigned its website in August of 2010. It was a disaster. Not only was the redesign buggy, but it removed popular features like burying stories. The impact of the design mess was swift. Dig experienced a 24% drop in traffic within months.
Oof.
And it was laying off people.
Oof.
At its height in 2008, Dig was attracting 30 million users a month. When it was sold, it had dropped down to 7 million.
Oh my God.
They fucking shat in the mouth of everyone who went there.
Yeah. Biting the hand that feeds your feeds, Dig had millions of users, but popularity of the news on the site was driven by a couple hundred power users. These were often users that were just on all the time posting news stories. Those users kept the site lively. Instead of encouraging activity by those power users, Dig treated them like lepers. Failure to look in the rearview mirror while Dig was alienating members, a viable alternative emerged to what Dig was offering. This alternative was Reddit, which allowed news hounds to determine news trends on the web, but to take action, too. For example, Reddit was a key forum in protesters that brought down legislation like SOPA.
Yeah, Reddit changed the world.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I saw somewhere that they're worth in like the 100 millions or something. Like, that's how much Reddit's worth.
They should look at Dig and sell now.
I wonder how much Refit's worth.
Refit?
With S couple instead bucks. Of D's.
I've been there, too.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
is it?
If you type refit.com.
Yeah, I'll just show you.
With F's. Yeah, it pulls up this big banner that says, "Lol, you typed F's instead of D's." And with the SOPA blackout, everyone, like, because Reddit shut down, everyone was on Refit just, like, posting random shit.
Oh, so you just, like, type in and leave comments?
Yeah, you leave a comment.
Oh, my God. That's...
And, like, so, like, there was, like, thousands of people. It was just, like, you refresh. There wasn't a single post that was the same. It was ridiculous.
You guys want me to read a couple?
I saw penis juice
comments.
On there.
Yeah. So many insightful comments on the site. Question mark, 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 penis juice.
All right.
Cannibalization by competitors. The ideas underlying Dig included recommending news to others were absorbed by rivals like Facebook and Twitter. And a niche began before its design disaster in 2009, for instance. Twitter passed on Dig in popularity and never looked back. Like many social websites, Digg had trouble making money. Online advertising couldn't generate the kind of cash you want to make, and supplemental schemes like sponsored in-stream links just didn't work. The founders fled. The guys that made the website took off a couple years ago.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah. Kevin Rose and Jay Adlison. Rose is now with Google's venture capital fund. Adlison is the advisor at Simple Geo.
Neo Geo?
Okay. Yeah. Cover Jinx, which is kind of a weird one to put in here because it's kind of subjective. But in sports, there's a superstition about an athlete appearing on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Mm. Do it and something bad would happen to you.
Like while the Madden curse?
Yeah, the Madden curse. Dude, the Madden curse is kind of weird.
Yeah, how it actually happens.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
There's no similar thing for business magazine covers. So you have to wonder if Rose flaunting his success on how this kid made $60 million in 18 months on Business Week may have jinxed Digg. $60 million in 18 months.
Dude, any...
And then he got the fuck out of there.
Any, yeah. like, owner that actually is, like, pretty humble about his, like, gigantic fucking company, that company usually does well. Like, if there's just like, yeah, I really enjoy this and all this, and yeah. not like, I'm Mark Zuckerberg, suck my dick.
Ralph Burr.
Facebook scans chats and posts for criminal activity. Now, when I first read this, I was like, mother... looking over everything.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would love to be that guy too. I'd be like, he's not gonna pick her up with that.
No it's way. Probably a program that scans for words.
What do you
words.
Know? Andy is on the ball.
Yeah.
It searches for typical words and phrases used in criminal activity, and if it meets those requirements, then someone actually does look at the chat log.
Gang fisting.
Which, you know what's crazy?
Just
is
an example.
The computer that does that, dude, it's gotta sift like billions of text. Yeah.
Recently, a man in his early 30s was arrested after chatting about sex with a 13-year-old South Florida girl and planned to meet her after middle school classes. Oof. Facebook's extensive but little-discussed technology for scanning postings and chat for criminal activity automatically flagged the conversation for employees who read it and quickly called the police.
Oh. Hey. So. Hey, cool. That's
maybe it was just role-playing. Maybe that's what his wife was into. Talking to a pedophile. Get that Russell's or Jimmy's.
Oh, my God.
That's not how you use that.
The Russell and something.
All right, guys. New York City is turning all their payphones into free Wi-Fi hotspots.
I saw that. That'll be kind of cool.
10 kiosks have already launched.
Are they going to keep any payphones at all? Like, is no, there going to be any like, phone
is
usage
any,
there?
Any point?
Yeah, huh? Like it.
Homeless people. I don't know.
I think AT&T or Bell are the only ones that do it, and I've seen like one in Omaha.
I guess they're not changing all their payphones into Wi-Fi hotspots, but you know,
quite
a few. Yeah, the good ones. This was a good payphone. We're gonna upgrade you.
That'll be cool. That'll be like citywide, close to citywide Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Right now, it seems like they're focusing on Manhattan, but they got they opened up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in Manhattan. One in Queens and one in Brooklyn.
That's really neat. That like that's a good use to like
yeah,
to get
that's,
out of
that's
them.
That's great. Yeah, I think it's amazing.
That's one thing that I don't know seems to be really popular is free Wi-Fi in cities.
Seattle has citywide free Wi-Fi.
I think Kansas City was one of the
Kansas
ones
City's getting
up.
The Google one.
Yeah, they're getting
the
Google one.
Fiber.
Yeah, the fastest
which
shit.
I saw an interesting article. Comcast is paying customers like they'll give them discounts on their bills or something to give people like or to give Comcast tips on what Google's doing with their Google Fiber.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of low.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Comcast, I read an article on
Yahoo.
They're
one
of
the
Yeah, they were like the number one
They're like the EA
company
of,
people hated. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like the EA.
Cox
of TV.
Is on that list too.
Really?
I haven't really had a problem with Cox.
Had a problem with Cox.
Yeah.
When we were talked about Google Fiber, it kind of made me realize how stupid the people I work with are. Because I tried to explain it to one of my coworkers, and you'd be proud of me, Matt. I did not say the phrase like a turd in a toilet, except I totally did.
Oh, okay.
So, psych! But
it's going to be crazy if, like, that Google Fiber.
I wonder, like, is it going to be super expensive or what?
I think Google's offering it free to the city.
As far as I'm concerned right now, and I may be a little bit ahead of the curve, hipster glasses, but... The way I see it, thank you.
There you go.
Put on Skylar's hipster glasses.
Oh,
the way I
see
it
good.
Now is that Wi-Fi just, man, you look weird without glasses now. I see Wi-Fi now as part of the infrastructure of a city.
Yeah.
Just so Wi-Fi much stuff is done online, including business, that Wi-Fi now is just kind of part of the infrastructure of a city. Like,
yeah, and every McDonald's, every like big chains are getting free Wi-Fi. Everything's getting free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, just almost. So much stuff is done online that the fact that you have it there is an advantage to your city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's, I've seen people come to our Panera and they just sit outside, like on our tables, and just use our Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, it's like public transportation. You almost expect it everywhere.
Yeah, it's getting to that point now, and where people just, shit, we just need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First world problems. My Wi-Fi is down. Damn.
Shit.
Isn't I cannot wait that we have free Wi-Fi everywhere, and there's still people starving.
Yeah. But I guess it's the culture that we live in now. Everything's internet based.
Yeah.
Right.
Seriously, the friggin' internet went down at work one time for about an hour. It was chaos.
We could, when our
we had to call like the credit card companies and give them our merchant number to process transactions. Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, when the computers go down at Panera, like, we can't do transactions. It's fucked.
I want my glasses back.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so. It's interesting. All right, we talked last week about the Higgs boson.
Yep.
As well as we could.
Yeah, as well as we could. Well, I don't know how to explain this either, but it was put to music.
All right.
All right, yeah.
The basically what it is like the Higgs boson was discovered by a disturbance in the normal...
In the force.
In the force, yeah. In the normal field. You know, you're reading all these numbers. It's like 1010, you know, just like...
And then all
of a sudden it's like 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're like, oh, shit, what's that? All right. Well, researchers Domenico Visnanza... Product manager at Dante, that was easy, is both a musician and an engineer. And he led the Higgs sonification project, which basically put the Higgs boson to music. So you can now hear the Higgs boson. So we're going to play it. It's 42 seconds.
All right. Sounds like something from The Sims.
Yeah, that's what like a whole bunch of people have commented. So basically, we're hearing what they saw. There it is. That's the Higgs boson right there.
That ding.
No, that
the
melody.
This music.
Yeah, and then when you go back to this, no Higgs boson at the moment. We don't see it.
Oh,
hey, there it is.
Oh. So it's a happy particle.
Yeah.
Turns out this is going to kill us all. All right.
All right, God particle. Huh. That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that will do it for technology news.
Yeah,
you guys
ready
for
news? I'm ready for Florida. I missed it last week.
Yeah, well, we only have one Florida story.
Let's go.
That's okay. Let's do it.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
I really like the drums in that. It's like...
Guys, it's dry and hot.
Hot and scratchy.
Hot and scratchy.
Oh, yeah. Our team name. You can't say it.
I'm sorry.
That's our word.
I listened.
Hey, that's our word.
Andy and I are Ted.
Yeah. So. Oh, my God. That is fucking old.
That is team expectation domination.
We were going to try and do an open to close that one day, but Al would never let us.
Al wouldn't let us do it. If he had two eyes, he could have seen what was in us.
Hey, brother, you guys are a powerhouse.
I know Steven was always trying to get the perfect clothes done. Weren't you always trying to do that for Paul?
The what? The perfect
clothes?
Oh, yeah,
clothes.
Where Paul couldn't pick anything out? Yeah, that was always a goal. That was fucking hard, dude.
Like, you were always trying to, like, get done in time with everything clean and everything done.
Andy, everything seems clean and neat and in order, but you're just missing one thing. Jesus in your life.
Fuck you, Paul.
Oh,
fucking
Paul.
Jesus, Paul. Anywho.
From exploding hay bales to sprinkler bans in Indianapolis, the Midwest and Plain States are
exploding hay bales?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to.
All right.
Continue to be tested by a dry, hot summer. Now, here's what kind of happens with hay bales, apparently, and this is happening a lot in Oklahoma. And
is there videos or pictures?
No.
Damn.
But Oklahoma, Iowa, this has happened. Hay bales, as you roll them up, you know, they get hot in there. You know, like... I don't know exactly how to explain it, but you know, it's like it's almost like a compost pile. You have to turn the compost pile because it gets hot.
Yeah,
it's real hot. So it's kind of like that.
It's
and
real
they,
hot.
It does
to and the scratchy.
Point to the point where it bursts into flames.
So like the
bays of hail are bursting into flames because it's so dry and hot.
Dude, that's insane.
And it's causing brush fires and I didn't know that happened, but I when they explained it, I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
I saw a funny-ass article on CNN about a person who escaped one of those forest fires and started another one by trying to escape.
That's, I don't know if that's funny or...
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I'm just like,
tragic.
Yeah, ironic.
The Texas GOP has rejected critical thinking skills.
Wow.
Knowledge-based education, here's what they said, the Republican Party of Texas wrote in its 2012 platform. Knowledge-based education, we oppose the teaching of higher order thinking skills. Critical thinking skills and similar programs that are simply a relabeling of outcome-based education, which focuses on behavior modification and have the purpose of challenging students' fixed beliefs and undermining parental authority.
Dude, they're just making, they're making learning, like, too easy.
Yeah.
No child left behind. I mean, it's 100% success ratio. That's what they're aiming for.
Yeah.
They're putting out dumber kids.
Because you just throw people through.
That's why I love going to grad parties. I'm like, way to go. You succeeded in a system that was designed for you not to fail. You did it. You showed up.
We were kind of on the it was kind of happening as we were all graduating.
Yeah, I mean, I got like maybe two or three years of it where it was just like the district tests and all that, the benchmarks and all that shit.
That's so stupid. The party opposes teacher of higher order thinking skills because it believes the purpose is to challenge a student's fixed beliefs and undermine a parental authority. When I was a child, I used to believe that if I opened the battery pack in my Aladdin book, that Jafar would come out. Without critical thinking, I would probably still believe that today, because that was my fixed belief at the time.
Dude.
Nowadays, I'm thinking, those batteries only solely power the voices in the book.
Yeah.
If I were to take those batteries out, the only thing I would lose is voices.
The voices in the book.
Wow, Texas is going to... We're going to come down there and open a pop can someday.
Oh, God, the genie!
What are you doing?
Opening this, those explode! No, they don't. It's just sugar water and carbonation. Don't teach me things.
You're flipping my reality, man. You blew the doors out.
You got to put your pencil in the pencil sharpener. That's how forest fires are started, bro.
That'll rip your fingers off. It'll suck you in. Don't flush the toilet ever.
There are people in South Korea that still believe that if you put a fan in a room without like windows, that it'll suck all the air out of the room.
I
was surprised too, because it's like they're not dumb there, you know.
All right,
they went full retard,
but they did for that. It just blows the air.
Dude, Texas is trying to go full retard.
Yeah,
they're trying hard.
Dude, oh, what was it?
They're scratching for it.
Yes. The bookmakers, like K through 12, most of the bookmakers who make the books for all the school like learning are in Texas. And so basically, whatever they decide to do with the books, the rest of the like nation has to go with. Because that's like all the bookmakers are out of Texas. Like, I remember someone saying they were taking something out of math. They were taking something that was a big part of geometry or something. They were taking it out, and no one could really have any say in it because they're the only ones that make it.
Yeah. Well,
they take Thomas Jefferson out of a lot of history?
And they were taking out some history because they were like, oh, it's religious.
He said something about like the country not being based on the beliefs of Christianity or something, and they took him out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we push Texas too hard on anything, they could always just annex themselves and become their own country.
Oh, yeah, that lasted long.
Well, I mean, it's still in their state constitution.
Yeah, I know, but the last time they were their own country...
President Bush, he's back in state.
They're all like, remember the Alamo? By the way, we lost.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry, Texas. I don't want to be on you that bad. I've been there. I like Texas.
Yeah,
it has okay spots.
You guys are making some bad decisions. That's
There's some poor spots.
Yeah, you're making some bad decisions.
I like Dallas a lot. Dallas was great.
Dallas-Fort Worth was fun.
I heard Austin is great, too. San Antonio, also. San Antonio. Houston, I heard, is kind of
Houston, that's what George was saying. His uncle lives in Houston, and the crime rate there is bad.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Houston's like the ghetto in Texas. Anywho, onward.
All right, at Chilliwack, British Columbia, a group of Chilliwack vigilantes have been warned again by police to stop luring and exposing potential child sex offenders. This, of course, is from the Anal Network.
It gets better.
The use made headlines last month with a series of gotcha videos posted to their Tetrola Predator Facebook page. The four young men, aged 17 to 30, big
yeah,
age
big
range
difference,
there, posted online as underage girls, promising sexual encounters, and then lured potential predators to public places and accosted them dressed as superheroes such as the Batman and the Flash.
The Batman.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You raping children. You raping children in my house.
They posted at least three videos on YouTube, garnering hundreds of thousands of hits and acclaim. In mid-November, they were warned by police to cease their activities, but the group appears to have resumed their ad hoc crime fighting. About a week ago, the group posted on their YouTube page titled The Justice Trolls. Sorry we haven't made a video in a while. We've been dealing with the police still and busy with our with things in our lives. We will most likely be making a video tonight. Then, on Monday morning, they posted this message on their Facebook account. Wanted to let everybody know we're in the process of making another video. Last night, we had a 24-year-old man coming to meet a 15-year-old girl. A police officer who happened to be in the parking lot caught us before we were able to get any video footage, but the predator did get taken away in a squad car.
Oh, hey, well, they got justice. That
way. Justice. Anal.
What the three?
I didn't even... Like, when I read that story earlier that... You know, when I checked the email, I didn't even go to their YouTube page to even check them.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of actually want to see them.
I should do that.
We'll do this after the podcast.
That seems like, well, yeah, that, but I mean, that seems like something I should have done.
I feel like you also probably could have queued up some Batman.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about the story on accident.
That's all right. No problem. That.
But, you know, as a man who is
maybe
a...
Maybe someone else could be in charge of the soundboard once or twice. I don't know.
Oh, this feels good.
Shit, I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, as a man with such journalistic qualities as myself, I feel like I should have researched a little bit more before I did the story.
You should have. You let Batman.
You owe the quality to us.
Yeah. You let Batman down.
Oh, Batman down. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Andy, you get to go with us this time. We're all getting on our unicycles. We're going down south.
Oh.
We're going a little east. We're not falling over. We're going to find ourselves in Florida.
We made it.
Did you really almost fall?
No.
You sold that well.
Man. Thank you.
A naked Florida man jumps off a roof, bites a man in the stomach, and gets tasered multiple times. Zombies.
What the fuck is going on?
Are you not in on that?
No. Just what the fuck is going
on? You're
going
to run
people,
me through that
dude.
List again.
Oh, God. I don't. We got to have a better list.
Of what?
No, I mean, like. Run me through what all happened
to
that guy.
Yeah,
all right, what all right. happened to him, okay.
Dude's story, all right.
It's kind of a long story, so bear with me. Right. St. Augustine County Police found Jeremiah Aaron H., 22, who nude in a puddle of urine and broken glass in the early hours of Saturday morning after he went on a naked rampage at a random home. But before they could properly detain him, he jumped off a second-story porch balcony, was zapped with a taser five times, and bit a man in the stomach.
Holy shit.
According to WTSP, the incident began around 4:30 a.m. this past Saturday after receiving a call that he was naked and being destructive. Police arrived at a home in Flagler Beach, Florida, which, by the way, was a location for To Catch a Predator one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just recognized the name. I was there.
That's a fun show to watch sometimes.
It is. To find the man with blonde dreadlocks, that's a good look, lying in broken glass in his own urine. He was being restrained by two other men on the floor inside the home. Police took over from there and handcuffed him, but he wouldn't go down without a fight. He became combative, and one officer went outside to retrieve leg shackles. He began to spit and bite the other officer and managed to move his cuffed hands from his back to the front, all while kicking the officer.
Holy dick.
Tasers came out, and what was his first name? Because they keep giving his last name, and it's a weird name. Jeremiah. Okay. Tasers came out, and Jeremiah then either fell or jumped off the second-story balcony. He landed on concrete stepping stone.
Was pushed.
But immediately got up and seemed unfazed. Police then zapped him again and restrained him. He again fought and was stunned for a third time. The two officers decided Jeremiah was too much for them to handle alone, and they called for backup. While they were waiting for backup, the officers continued to use the stun gun on Jeremiah, but he would not stay down. Even the arrival of three additional cops didn't deter Mr. Dreadlocks. He bit an officer on the leg so hard that it required medical attention.
Oh, shit.
Jeremiah was finally subdued, and police put him in the back of a squad car and took him to the hospital.
Well, I mean, medical.
That can mean a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, it's like, dab it with a cloth, you're fine.
But, dude.
They were not able to test him for any drugs.
Okay.
So we might have an update.
Zombies.
But, like, what the fuck?
Like, if it is bath salts, how are these people being super fucking human with it, dude?
I don't fucking know.
Like, PCP. One taser, I'd go down like a fucking bitch.
Yeah, I probably would too.
But, well, like, this Andy, dude's taking, like, fucking five tasers and, like, police are holding them down. Yeah.
Andy, I think, like, one good pop in your nose and you might just want to stop everything. You're just like, I don't want to.
We should all go get tasered.
I get angry. I might be Hulk.
You might Hulk out.
Yeah.
By the way, I joined, I'm usually in two fantasy football leagues every year. Yeah. And, we haven't drafted or anything, but we started the league, and my team name is the Batsalt Express.
I think mine might just be Justice in all caps this year.
Justice! All right.
Yeah. So, guys, that will do it for news. That will do it for What the Florida. That will do it for zombies.
I heard that.
And that will do it for the podcast. What's up, Skyler?
I farted.
Yeah.
Nice.
I pooted. Oh, I pooped. Ah.
All right, so
I feel it.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3heatcombopodcast, twitter.com/3heatcombopc. That's a number 3. PC stands for podcast. GPXgaming.net. We're on there. Premier podcast on that site. YouTube.com/3heatcombopodcast. Email us 3heatcombopodcast@gmail.com and find us at 3heatcombopodcast.blogspot.com. So, for Skyler and Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.